For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Wildfires are raging along the West Coast. The Woolsey fires threatening parts of Ventura and Los Angeles counties and grew to 8,000 acres in about 13 hours. Ventura County Supervisor Linda Parks says people there are resilient despite back-to-back tragedies, the mass shooting in Thousand Oaks and now the fire.
This is a very stressful time. Many of our first responders haven't slept, and throughout the state of California there are fires, so there isn't as much support as we need. But we are resilient, and the most important thing is to be safe.
Tens of thousands of people are fleeing California fires. President Trump is in France to meet with world leaders before taking part in Armistice Day services on Remembrance Sunday. White House officials say the president will use the moment to underscore the essential role the United States played in restoring European peace and security. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Republican Senator Susan Collins supports legislation that would protect Special Counsel Robert Mueller from being summarily ousted by President Trump or new Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker. Collins tells WGME alarms went off when she found out Whitaker feels Trump family finances should be off the table for the Special Counsel.
When I read some of the comments that Mr. Whitaker has made about the parameters of the Special Counsel's investigation, it is of great cause for concern.
President Trump personally asked the publisher of the National Enquirer, his longtime friend David Pecker, to help his presidential campaign by silencing women who might come forward with details of his sexual relationships with them. That according to a report in the Wall Street Journal. The Journal's article is the most detailed account yet of Trump's alleged involvement in the payoffs that were made to ex-Playboy model Karen McDougal and adult film star Stormy Daniels. Trump denies having had affairs with the two. Mail bombing suspect Cesar Sayoc, indicted on 30 counts, faces life in prison. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A bus passenger saves the day on a Utah highway. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Utah police say a Greyhound bus passenger jumped behind the wheel and steered the bus to safety after the driver passed out while driving on the highway. The Utah Highway Patrol says that passenger took over early on Friday morning after the driver suffered some sort of medical problem and began to lose consciousness while driving on Interstate 15 south of Salt Lake City. Trooper Colton Freckleton says the unidentified passenger brought the bus to a stop. About 20 people were on board and nobody was hurt. The bus driver was taken to a hospital. Troopers are investigating whether the driver was impaired.
A newly revealed handwritten letter by Albert Einstein touches on anti-Semitism in Germany. More than a decade before the Nazis seized power in Germany, Einstein was on the run and already fearful for his country's future, that according to the newly revealed letter.
He really speaks about anti-Semitism in Germany. And he focuses in advance. He's saying there is no future to the Jews in Germany, especially not for him. And he says that he's happy that he's independent already from making money from German institutes, and he's free to go away.
The Auction House spokesman says Einstein penned the letter to his younger sister in 1922, warning of the dangers of growing nationalism and anti-Semitism years before the Nazis ultimately rose to power. An anonymous collector is putting the letter up for auction next week in Jerusalem, with an opening asking price of $12,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.